George Adams' new album, Nightingale, on the Blue Note label, is as blatantly commercial a record as any major jazz musician has made in a while. A set of spirituals, quasi-spirituals, and ballads played with an emphasis on melody. Commercialism has been the ruin of more than a few musicians, and of course, it's a dirty word among jazz critics. But this album works for me. George Adams has one of the most attractive ballad sounds of any tenor saxophonist since Ben Webster. And on Nightingale, he's got a splendid rhythm section in pianist Hugh Lawson, bassist Cerrone, and drummer Victor Lewis. One knowledgeable critic has complained that George Adams plays the cornball tune What a Wonderful World without being ironic. But as culture critic Mark Crispin Miller argues, these days, irony is overrated. In the age of David Letterman, it's become a knee-jerk reaction, predictable, intellectually bankrupt, and just plain tired, a way of putting down anyone who strives to be sincere. What I like about George Adams' new album is how seriously he takes something as kitsch as a gospel tune made popular by Simon and Garfunkel. He makes something slightly absurd into something meaningful. The way George Adams puts so much feeling into unlikely material recalls the gospel saxophonist Brother Vernard Johnson, who may be one of this album's uncredited inspirations. On Johnson's cassette recording, Rocking the Gospel, he remade the theme from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman into a modern spiritual. George Adams' versions of Jerome Kern's Old Man River and Antonin Dvorak's Goin' Home are two clues to another probable inspiration, 60s tenor sax roughneck Albert Eiler. He'd recorded both tunes for his own set of spirituals in 1964. Like Eiler, George Adams is frequently typecast as a so-called outside or avant-garde saxophonist. But such players are often closest to music's spiritual values and least afraid to display emotion, which puts them in as good a position as any conservative to make affecting and heartfelt music.